How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, there are crazy people with this whole coronavirus story. Absolute crazy people. Lunatics. They're lunatics. We talked about it earlier, CDC.gov. There are conflicting numbers that are out there, but on average, the numbers look like reported numbers last 3 years in America. Over 77,000 Americans have died from influenza A or influenza B. 77,000 deaths. And people are losing their minds over the coronavirus. Losing their minds. A three-year period. So you're talking about 25,000 a year Americans dying from the flu. Dying. Dead. American citizens. Dead. What do you ever hear, Anthony? Be honest. I'm going to ask you because I don't want to poison the conversation. What do we ever hear about the flu every year? Do we ever hear the leading the news tonight? Another 500 Americans died this week from the flu. Do we ever hear that?
No.
1,500. We had weeks in the past 3 years where over 2,000 people died of the flu. Weeks in America where over 2,000 people died of the flu. I never remember it leading the news. Do you?
I told you this all has to do with the fact that you have virus attached to the end of it. If it was corona flu, it wouldn't. The adding virus to it just makes it seem more scary to people.
Did you watch Olivia watch this thing called Outbreak on Netflix? Did you watch this?
No, I didn't. I heard about it.
It's some show about, and she goes, "This stuff is feeding." She goes, "Dad, this is a great business model." This is a high school sophomore. She goes, "This is a great business model. You get everybody scared and panicked and hysterical in the United States of America over something that we deal with more dangerous things every year, like influenza A and B. And I had A this year, and it was the worst that I've ever felt, as far as prolonged ever felt. Because I can tell you that when you have cancer, they try to give you some better drugs. They try to give you some better drugs to help you through it. I'm not being flip, but the cancer drugs can keep you. You know, you don't remember a lot. You don't remember a lot, but you know what the feeling was. Now, we have a group of people that want to ban college athletics being played in front of live audiences. Yep. There is a group that is trying to get the NCAA to not play the tournament in front of fans. The NCPA. Do you know what the NCPA is? The National College Players Association. Says, in the wake of the emerging coronavirus pandemic, the NCAA and its colleges should take precautions to protect college athletes. They should also make public which actions will be taken and when. Precautions should include canceling all auxiliary events that put players in contact with crowds, such as meet and greets and press events. Athletic programs should also take every possible measure to sanitize buses and airplanes used to transport players. In regard to the NCAA's March Madness tournament and other athletic events, there should be serious discussion about holding competitions without an audience present. Once again, folks, these are people trying to sow fear and sell fear. 25,000 Americans dying during flu season every single year. Every single year. And have we ever heard these stories before? Thousands of Americans dying during flu season a week. Greater than 1,000 a week. Dying in America. Have we ever heard anyone say, cancel the NCAA? No, play the NCAA tournament with no fans in the building. Now, I don't know the NBA player that was being mentioned. Alex Reimer had mentioned it. He was in for Vince Quinn. And I heard some Alex's show this morning. Good job. And Alex was saying there's like an NBA player who won't sign autographs now. He doesn't want to sign autographs. because he's afraid of catching coronavirus? When is the madness going to stop? Seriously. If you weren't worried about influenza A and B killing you the past 3 years, could you please just pump the brakes on words like pandemic and this is going to kill you and you need to wear a mask? Can we stop the madness? Because if nobody brought up canceling the NCAA tournament, having live fans in attendance, and by the way, some of those first round games in the NCAA tournament, it looks like somebody told them to stay home. It's like empty. It's not the event it used to be. It looks like they told people stay home. No. We sold tickets to this. It really is this empty. My gosh, when's the madness going to stop? When are people going to stop with this? If you weren't worried about influenza A and B killing a family member in the last few years, which has wiped out 25,000 plus Americans a year, please just at least pump the brakes on spreading fear at your office, on the radio, on television. But wait a minute. I know the business model. I know the business model. I went to journalism school. What's going to get the most eyeballs to the TV? What's going to get the most ears to the radio? If people are panicked, if people are in fear, if people think there's a big boogeyman out there, that's going to get the most people just wild and they're never going to tune out. Come on now. Please, can we be responsible? Please be responsible. And by the way, wipe stuff down. Yesterday, we went to Walmart, and I think my wife bought 25 98-cent packages of those Lysol wipes, the portable ones. They were like 98 cents in the travel stuff bin. She opened up a cardboard box because we're going to Disney World next week. My wife wiped out the Walmart. So if you're at the Perimeter Walmart in Atlanta, you can blame my wife for it.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.